Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, Apple and Epic Games are locked in their own battle royale about in-app purchases. And when you read on social media and some of the articles on the internet, people are either very much for Apple or very much for Epic Games. Now, is one of them a bully? Is the other one being foolish? Well, if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So what's basically happened is that Epic Games released a version of Fortnite that allows you to make purchases for all the virtual things you need to buy inside of Fortnite using Epic servers, Epic's transaction processing, which means that Apple doesn't get any of the money and it's not using Apple's in-app purchasing services. However, you can also still continue to use Apple's in-app purchasing services. You get the option, but of course the Apple one is more expensive, so the attractive option is to use Epic's version. Now, as a result of that, Apple removed Fortnite from its store. In fact, so did Google. And then Epic decided to sue Apple, saying it has a monopoly over the iOS, over iPhones. And if you don't do things the way that Apple dictate, then you are kicked out of the store, which is actually what happened. And then 12 hours after that, Apple said, well, in that case, then we're going to terminate all of your accounts and you can just leave our system completely. Bye-bye. We don't have anything more to do with you. To which case then, Epic started another court case saying they can't do that to us. So there's lots of to-ing and throwing. So let's read some of the statements that have been made. So this is the tweet that Epic put out. Apple removed Fortnite from the App Store and has informed Epic on Friday, August 28th, it will terminate our developer accounts and cut Epic off from iOS and Mac development tools. We are asking the court to stop this retaliation. So first of all, what's happened is that they're calling it retaliation, basically because of this whole Fortnite thing. And then the first lawsuit, they're saying Apple is basically now being a big child and throwing its toys out of the pram and saying, well, in that case, then you can't, they're calling it retaliation. They're in fact saying Apple are being vindictive. Now, it depends on who you ask. Do you think Apple is a vindictive company? Some people say, oh, no, no, it's lovely, it's furry, it's wonderful. Other people, maybe you should ask Imagination Technology. Maybe they have a different point of view. Now, Apple have also posted a statement, a reply to Epic's tweet, which says this. The App Store is designed to be a safe and trusted place for users and a great business opportunity for all developers. Epic has been one of the most successful developers on the App Store, growing into a multi-billion dollar business that reaches millions of iOS customers around the world. We very much want to keep the company as part of the Apple Developer Program and their apps in the store. The problem Epic has created for itself is one that easily can be remedied if they submit an update of their app that reverts to comply with the guidelines they agree to, which apply to all developers. We won't make an exception for Epic because we don't think it's right to put their business interests ahead of the guidelines that protect all customers. So basically, Apple's point of view is, well, you've been doing this up until now. Now you've broken the guidelines. Everybody else has to stick to the guidelines. You're not special. If you don't want to stick to the guidelines, if you want to play a different game, if you want to do things differently, then you feel free to do that, but just not here. Now, that would all be well and true if there was an alternative. But this is the sticking point here. The App Store for iOS is the only way to get apps onto an iPhone. And there are some good reasons for that, which we'll talk about in a second. But you have to remember, as the famous quote goes, with great power comes great responsibility. Now you see, in a democracy, any kind of democracy, where people have a chance to change things, then there is no fear of dictatorship. So if we take a country, for example, I'm talking politics now, for example, but if you take a country where there is a dictatorship, they can create a law. And then when you break that law, they say you're under arrest, you're going to do prison time because we created the law. And that law might be completely unjust, might be completely immoral, might be completely unfair. But because there is a dictatorship, it doesn't matter. So you say, ah, oh, but you've got to apply to our, you've got to adhere to our guidelines. Yes, but if those guidelines aren't fair, then it becomes a dictatorship. Now, Apple is a dictatorship when it comes to iOS. It is the sole guardian of how apps can get onto the iPhone, and therefore it can create whatever laws, whatever guidelines it wants, and then it can easily say, well, you don't apply to our guidelines, you get out. It's a dictator. There's no democracy, there's no way of actually coming back, no feedback, no checking, no actual way to make sure what it's doing is fair. It is 100% dictatorship. So as Apple said at the beginning of that statement, the App Store is designed to be a safe and trusted place. And what that means is it's a walled garden. It's protected. You can't just put anything in there. And there are lots of advantages to that. For example, security being one of them. You can't just submit an app to Apple's App Store and then it's got virus in it. It steals your banking information. It does whatever, tries to encrypt all your files and ransomware. Apple check all that stuff to the best of anybody's ability. It takes several days for an app to be approved to make sure that it's not doing anything like that. Again, for privacy, make sure that it's not stealing information and then uploading it to some server that you don't expect all your data and photos and everything to be uploaded to outside of what you've agreed to, maybe let's say with Apple's backup services. And it also helps keep illegal things out of the App Store. So there are lots and lots of things that are immoral and illegal, and Apple say, well, you can't have those apps obviously in our store. You can't have an app that will allow you to buy something you're not allowed to buy, allow you to see things you're not allowed to see, that allows you to connect with people you're not allowed to connect with because they are illegal or immoral. And we're talking big things like terrorism or something like that. So of course, this is a good thing. So you've got safety, you've got a security, you've got privacy, that they've built up this walled garden that is a safe area for people to stay in. And that's fine. In fact, Google have a very similar thing, although their Google system isn't as front-end heavy as Apple's. Google also have a system that checks their apps. Some of it's automated, some of it done by people, and it's more retrospective, so apps can get in there quicker, but actually they can get taken down within just a few days if Google see. And so again, you're not allowed to post apps that do illegal things or malware or have security issues, and Google will detect that, again, to the best of their ability, and kick those apps out. So it's a general idea that you want the App Store to be a safe place, whether it's on whatever platform it's on. And that isn't Epic's problem. They haven't got a problem with it being a store that is protected and safe and trusted on Google or on iOS. The problem comes down to in-app purchases. So in in-app purchases, you want to buy something virtual, in this case, something to do with Fortnite, and you pay real money. And at the moment, the payment processor for that is Apple or Google, and they are the sole payment processor. You're not allowed to offer an alternative. And so what happens is that because you're paying Apple in this case, Apple say, great, we've processed the credit card, we've done all the transaction stuff, we've verified the purchase, and to do that, we're going to take a 30% cut. Now, some people say 30% cut is okay. They might point to other stores, to other systems that also take an equal amount of cut. But the point is that you can only do it via Apple service. And what, of course, Epic have done is they provide an alternative. And the moment they provide an alternative, Apple have said, no, you can't do that. You've got to get out of here. So why are in-app purchases a problem? Because this is the thing, they've made it part of the walled garden. Apple have made it part of a walled garden, saying, ah, but you're inside this store, you have to do everything inside the store. But really, is that the way it should be? Because if you look from a security point of view, assuming that it's not actually ever downloading anything new once you've actually, you know, put in your credit card details, assuming that actually it is able to just continue functioning, all you've done is bought virtual goods, there's no security implications. Now, there are payment processing implications, but payment processing is something that all these companies do outside of Apple all the time. In fact, you can use your banking apps on your iOS phone, and that's doing much, much more than just payment processing. It's exposing all of your personal financial details, and you can use those apps inside of the store, and Apple have got no problem with that at all. And so why wouldn't they allow someone else to do payment processing, particularly, especially, it must not